And welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the week of February 20th in the year 2020. That's enough 20s to keep you busy for a while, right? But there you go. Today we're joined by our co-host, the author and educator, Ms. Mariah Tinger, who's going to be 20 herself pretty soon, right?
Oh, yeah, just 20. Yep. Not even out of college yet.
How you doing, Mariah?
I'm well. How are you, Ted?
Good, good. Well, Mariah, the interesting topic for the week is money. Money makes the world go round, as a guy named Jeff Bezos once said. Jeff Bezos recently has put down a whole lot of money, about $10 billion, to fight climate change. I think that's an interesting topic to discuss. Just to remind you, to set us all in the proper context, Jeff Bezos appears to own the vast majority of Amazon. Now, if you don't know, Amazon is this company that sells you stuff online, right? And you can buy anything you want at Amazon. It used to sell books, now it sells everything. It's an incredibly valuable company. Mr. Bezos, who owns Amazon, is personally worth something like $130 billion. He has recently donated, or claimed to be donating, some $10 billion of his personal wealth to fight climate change. Is that right, Mariah? Did I get that part of the story right?
Yeah. He's calling it the Bezos Earth Fund. So a little bit of humility there, right? Naming it right after himself. But this Bezos Earth Fund is a global initiative, and it's supposed to fund scientists, activists, NGOs with the idea of preserving and protecting the natural world. And I always take a little issue with, you know, creating something to protect the natural world. It really should be humanity's place in the natural world, because the natural world will survive with or without Jeff Bezos' Earth Fund.
This is true. This is true. Well, yeah. I think it's – so Jeff Bezos – this is all relatively breaking news. This has come out in the last 3 or 4 days. The press release, of course, was, I think – correct me if I'm wrong, Mariah, but it's somewhat ambiguous, right? He's going to donate, give away $10 billion, but there's no particular rules. I mean, once there's money involved, you can imagine everyone's going to line up to try and get some of that money from well-meaning people, people that think they have a good idea for a company, for a technology, for a social entrepreneurism. But none of that's quite been defined, right? I mean, this is just sort of open-ended. He wants to commit $10 million to doing good stuff. Isn't that how it stands now?
Yeah, yep.
And so I guess since it's somewhat, as we say, undefined, it just leaves us in this question of saying, basically, if Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world, or perhaps the richest man in the world, wants to put $10 billion to climate change, is that a good thing or a bad thing? And does the good thing and the bad thing depend on how he wants to spend that $10 billion? Right? It's a fair discussion of sort of the value, well, in the context of humanity, right? This one guy has all this money. He wants to put it into climate change. Is that how we want to roll? How do you critique that action, right?
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of things to unpack there. And certainly there has been a lot of pushback against Bezos sort of saying, okay, you want to solve climate change, but you're part of the reason that we need to solve climate change. And their criticisms have said that, you know, one hand cannot give what the other is taking away, because there's a lot of fossil fuels associated, of course, with Amazon's business, but also with Amazon's ostensibly a lot of the employees at Amazon got together and sent out a complaint to this, saying, okay, great, you want to support philanthropy, but you are helping oil and gas companies ravage the earth, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. by supporting them drilling more oil and gas wells. You're funding climate denying think tanks like the Competitive Enterprise Institute. So it's great that you are saying you want to help climate change, but you're not walking the walk, you're just talking the talk. That's what a lot of the employees are saying, and some of the kickback he's getting from this. So,
I mean, and as you say, there's a lot to unpack there. I mean, just to be clear, the commercials you see on TV are for the Amazon wireless service, right? Which has nothing to do with sending you a book, right? This is cloud-based computing with huge amounts of computer power that rival, I saw some comparison, I mean, the amount of power it takes to run all those servers is comparable to some countries, right? Because it's a lot of electricity tied up in that.
Yeah.
That's just one thing. Okay, is that being made greener? And how does that connect to the $10 billion? You've got what you were just saying, is that Amazon is using some of that computer power to sponsor, I think, sort of artificial intelligence technologies to find more oil and gas, right? So Amazon is supporting the Exxons of the world. I don't have information on the exact contract, so, but I mean, Amazon is supporting Exxon. So
yeah,
where does that
fossil fuel extraction, yeah, right, contributing to the problem. Right?
And then politically, I mean, they, you know, big corporations throw their money everywhere, but the Competitive Enterprise Institute is not a particularly green organization. So, yeah, I mean, is it?
It's a disinformation campaign, right?
So how does that balance? I mean, is it possible that, and I don't want to ascribe, I mean, if taken at face value, Bezos probably thinks he's doing a good thing. I'm sure he is. $10 billion is a good thing, right? But do you think it's an attempt to sort of greenwash the other bad things that Amazon is doing? Hey, is that, did you say, well, I gave $10 billion to fight climate change, so now I can make $11 billion taking care of Exxon, helping them find more fossil fuel. I'm clean.
Yeah, I mean, it's the idea of I want to keep doing, Bezos wants to keep doing what he's going to do to make as much money as he can so that he can spend it in nice ways if he wants to. But mm-hmm. For him, the priority is still to continue to make it. He's not willing to change from business as usual, meaning, you know, make the drastic steps it might take to actually be a leader in reducing greenhouse gas emissions by, you know, pulling all support away from any sort of fossil fuel extraction. He's not ready to do that because it will make him less money.
Yeah, I mean, you think of all the supply chain that Amazon has that they could influence to be more green, right? I mean, you can get anything you want pretty much on Amazon, right? So their ability to manage a supply chain and make sure all those companies are being green in their production is enormous, but that would really go to the heart of what Amazon is as a company, right? So
it would make a big impact to do something like that. And, you know, Walmart has done a lot with their supply chain and has really forced changes in many different businesses and how they conduct their business. I mean, not to say that Walmart's perfect, right? They have a lot of other issues that they are grappling with around social responsibilities, but they have done a lot to green their supply chain.
Right, but I mean, it's the kind of thing you start to think about when somebody says that, when Jeff Bezos, who's not somebody, a very unique circumstance, right? This person is able to put down $10 billion to fight climate change. You start saying, well, okay, what about these other things? I mean, so one of the other questions is whether or not other interesting aspects of this announcement from Amazon is that at least some of it is in response to employee pressure, right? I mean, there are people inside Amazon putting their jobs on the line to push for some sort of sustainable action. And I mean, I just think it's interesting that this response from the management of Amazon, that is Jeff Bezos, is to something that, if you squint right, looks like a union in a high-tech company in California or on the West Coast. That's a new beast, right? That's a new thing in the world.
That's interesting. Well, I think, I mean, so there were two major actions. Nearly 2,000 people walked out on September 20th, and then thousands of workers signed an open letter to Bezos and the Amazon board of directors, asking them to end the contracts they have with oil and gas companies and to stop donating to climate-denying lawmakers. And so they really put the pressure on. And in some ways, they feel like this may have been what prompted Bezos to start the Bezos Earth Fund.
Mm-hmm.
but they're not quite sure this isn't enough. And also, I mean, not just the Bezos Earth Fund, but they Amazon also, when they were before they walked out, they did respond by announcing a climate pledge. So they're trying to use 100% renewable energy by 2030 and reach carbon neutrality by 2040. And they're, they have, I think, as part of the climate pledge, they have 100,000 emissions-free electric vehicles that they're sourcing. So they're certainly doing stuff.
I mean that, and that goes to the question of whether or not, in collaboration with the $10 billion, the they will be making the internal efforts to green themselves as separate from the $10 billion, because you don't want the $10 billion just to be greenwashing, right? So okay, so
Right.
that's one. I mean, as you said
Lots to
maybe,
unpack, yeah.
I think you made the right statement. Maybe name the podcast, because there's a lot to unpack here. Let's go in the other direction. Say, there's a pot of $10 billion there, ostensibly to help fight climate change. Mariah Tinker, what do you do with it? You are the grant administrator for the Bezos Earth Fund. Who do you give that money to? What do you do?
Yeah, I know, right? Oh my goodness, those are big shoes to fill.
I mean,
I
just,
mean,
you can think about it, but I mean, one of the things that I was thinking is how it seems to me that what we need is, you can do it with much less than $10 billion, but what we want to do is build up the capacity of people, trained people, to organize about climate change, right? To people on the ground who can. Are trusted people in every community across the country that know about climate change, can explain how it impacts each individual community from, a reservation in somewhere out in Montana, to an inner city, to a Tony suburb of Philadelphia. I mean, how do you get? I mean, we need. That's one thing that is. It's you can't make money. No one wants to give money to do that. But Jeff Bezos has a lot of money, and for a couple $100 million, you could have young sunrise type people talking to every community in the country.
interesting.
Right?
Education, environmental, I support environmental education for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the
Yep.
other thing is you could, and I'm sure that Bezos might do this anyway because he's trying to invest his money, but you could take a big chunk of that and just sink it into sort of really far out green technologies. Or give a prize. There's the X Prize for the first person to get
Yeah,
to Mars or something, right? You make a $1 billion prize for the first person to have a scalable battery storage system that really and truly works, right?
True, right. Of course, infrastructure is also a piece that we need to address to move toward electrifying everything. So, and but I don't know that, because I was going to say infrastructure is also a place where you could make a lot of money, right? If you set up all the charging stations across the entire country and you own those charging stations and you own those electrons, whether they come, hopefully they come from the sun or wind or water, but if you own those electrons, then there's a business model for
Right,
you.
there's value there.
So I don't know that if that, I don't know the structure of this Earth Fund, if he sort of has it as completely philanthropic or if he's looking to make money off of it or what it is, but
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people spending a lot of time figuring out the rules of the road as to how that money will
yeah.
be distributed. And of course, that's where but $10 billion, that's a lot of money. That is a lot of money, right? I mean, you could, if you just, I don't know. Maybe you go buy all the, you take that $10 billion, you buy all of the U.S. Bureau of Mines property that can possibly be bought, and just retire all U.S. federal land from fossil fuel extraction.
So kind of like Bitter 70, right? Oh, what was it, Christopher, oh, what's his name? Oh, I can't believe I can't remember his name. He went to jail
Oh
for
yeah,
buying
the
all the
guy who
land
bid on
leases.
the leases out west. Yeah,
Yeah, right. Except for actually buy them and then just retire them.
But so then, Mariah, you and I were speaking before. It can be fairly said, I think, that the 2020s are a new gilded age comparable to the 1870s and 1880s, where vast wealth is being accumulated, right? In the 1880s, it was from railroads and steel and stuff like that, manufacturing, right? This is the Carnegies of the world, the Rockefellers, right? Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, these huge wealthy guys, right, who, as they get old and could see, the hand of the Grim Reaper, put it all into philanthropical funds, right? So now you have the Ford Foundation running NPR, right? And the Rockefeller Foundation is doing stuff. It's a probably uniquely American model, but is that a net good thing, right? In 100 years from now, the Bezos Foundation will be doing something. Is that but the way we like it, or do you want more democracy in choosing the right thing to do with the money? I ask you.
Well, that's a big question. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, yeah, that's hard because it sort of gets at kind of a lot of the what's going on with this, where people are saying it's great that Bezos is doing philanthropy, but how did he make his money, and at what cost to, the livelihood of people who are currently suffering from climate change based injustices. So,
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting case because I think Carnegie, I said Carnegie before, however, I mean Carnegie Hall, right? But he also donated money to build libraries in many small towns across the country, which is an unalloyed good thing, right? Because those towns probably were not going to pull money out of their pocket to build a library because it was kind of a luxury. Whereas he comes along and does this good thing. And so I kind of go back and forth as to whether or not, the big man theory of how to improve society is a good one. But it's worth thinking, it's worth at least being cognizant of the fact that some of the stuff that we have depends on, as you say, this rapacious extraction of wealth, right? I mean, we didn't even talk about the labor practices in the Bezos, where the Amazon warehouses, where people are run ragged trying to keep up with the delivery schedule for
The
pulling things off
pickers.
shelves. Yeah, the pickers. I mean,
Yeah.
it's like, I don't know. But I guess what we should do, right, is not beat up on poor rich Jeff Bezos too much. I mean, $10 billion is $10 billion, no matter how you cut it, right? That's a lot of money. Maybe it'll do something good for climate. I guess my kvetching is around the perimeter, right, of how's it going to get spent. But the idea of
Yeah.
somebody spending $10 billion to help improve the climate, that's a good thing, I suppose. Full stop. Would you agree?
I agree.
All
Yep.
right, all right. Well,
We
we'll put
need
it
it.
so. What we're gonna I'm gonna put in. I think what Jeff Bezos needs to do with his $10 billion is to take $1 billion of it, and fund the Climate Minute Podcast Institute, which gives us a really, really good studio where we can record this stuff, and the distribution. We can build our own internet and distribute our podcast over our own personal
Imagine.
internet. Imagine that. Anyway, we'll put it there. We'll put about some of the links to the things about Jeff Bezos. Please let us know if you have an opinion about what we said or what Mr. Bezos did. The links will be on the blog at massclimateaction.org/blog. That's where the live links are if you want to go find them. You can send us an email to podcast@massclimateaction.net to tell us what you think about Jeff Bezos' $10 billion fund. You can listen to us directly on all of your typical applications, the podcast distribution apps. We want to thank D.R. Tucker for his continued research support. And we want to close the way we always close by saying that we recognize the necessity of personal accountability, that we accept responsibility for building a durable future, that we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out. Therefore, the United States must transform its energy sector over the next decade under a just and equitable plan that uses regulation, investment, and a price on carbon to safeguard our future. So thanks for being here, Mariah.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And hey, Jeff, if you want to drop some cash, just send me a check. And the email is podcast@massclimateaction.net. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Very cool.